today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, where we're going to speak about how do we avoid bad habits. So be with us. But first, what date is today? Sunday, 1st of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of the month of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to verses 1 to 10 of chapter Ash-Shams from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Wash-shamsi wa duhaha.
By the sun and its brightness, and by the moon when it follows it, and by the day when it displays it, and by the night when it conceals it, and by the sky and he who constructed it, and by the earth and he who spread it, and by the soul and he who proportioned it, and inspired it with discernment of its wickedness and its righteousness.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا.
He has succeeded who purifies it.
وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا.
And he has failed who instills it with corruption.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Man is an essence or the world or creation, the best on the earth and in the heavens. The human soul is one of the greatest mysteries of the universe. Its importance is so much so that Allah swears by it and by its creator both. Salvation depends upon preserving the soul in its original purity against its getting polluted and clouded from carnal desires by submitting it to the will of the Lord. This is the main right goal in the life of every individual, to succeed in salvation by the way of tazkiyah. Otherwise, he or she will be in perdition.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكرًا يا ربي شكرًا هديت قلبي شكرًا نورت دربي شكرًا شكرًا يا رب
Let's go back to our main question for this episode of today's special. How do we avoid bad habits? Habits are what make us or break us. It is essential that we have control over them. When we overload our brains with pleasure by doing seemingly harmless things like watching a movie, eating something sugary, or scrolling through social media, we subconsciously tell our brains that this is the standard of pleasure it should expect now. If done excessively, they can quickly become habits, and these have consequences. Over time, the brain grows tolerant of the pleasures it receives and requires more dopamine. Addictions such as binge watching and binge eating are born. It starts off as two episodes of a television series in a row, but soon a series is finished within a week. Anything less pleasurable is classified as boring or uninteresting to accommodate the higher levels of dopamine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Have you ever tried so hard to break a bad habit but failed miserably? Whether it was the circumstances that stimulated your trigger, peer pressure or demotivation and frustration, you think to yourself, this is impossible. Today, we would love to share with you a few tips, a few points to help you get started. You might not be able to overcome your bad habits overnight, but the consistent effort is always a lot more valuable than drastically throwing the routine out of the window and relapse afterwards and succumb to your addiction once again, or maybe worse. The first point that we suggest, or the first tip that we suggest, is to identify your weakness. Different people have unique sets of challenges. What is yours? How is it contradicting with your value system per the teaching of Islam? A bad habit could be smoking, addiction to pornography, video games, and more. Discover the triggers that cause you to fall into a constant ongoing cycle, which then leads you into a never-ending loop of bad habits.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Powerful question to ask yourself. To break a bad habit. So one of the questions is, why do I want to change this habit? It's easier to change behavior when this change is beneficial to you in this life and the next. Say to yourself, I'm breaking this habit for the sake of Allah, and let this empower you. Make a list with at least 5 benefits you've seen when you'd break this habit and hang it up near the place you might be engaged in this habit the most. For example, if you have a habit of shouting, you could write, I will get rewarded for suppressing my anger. I will hurt my own body with the stress that comes with shouting. I will not hurt others and push them away. I will set a good example for my family. When you slip up, this list will remind you what you are striving for Allah's will.
Mm-hmm.
this is today's special, and we'll learn about how to build good habits. Be practical. This is one way. Dear friends, often we will set big goals at the beginning with much determination to change. However, along the way, distractions and challenges may get us off track, and these obstacles may hit us hard. At this point, the urge to quit may become stronger despite all the efforts we have put in. The next thing we know, we are back to square one. There's nothing wrong with setting big goals, but it is better to take practice and balance steps. Islam is all about balance, and building good habits is not an exception. In Hadith, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Observe voluntary fasts sometimes, and also leave them the fast at other times. Stand up for the prayer at night, and also sleep at night. Your body has a right over you."
قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم صدق الله العلي العظيم. What is an addiction? An addiction is the need for something to the point that you lose self-control. The dependency on a substance, on a behavior, the dependency to the point that you lose self-control. It takes over the mind. It takes over your self-control. You cannot control yourself. You lose the ability to think logically and rationally. The need for a substance to the point that you can't think logically and rationally. You do what it takes to satisfy that craving, that need, that want. You know that it's wrong. You know that it's not doing you a service. It's harming you. It's destroying you. But you can't control yourself. You can't stop yourself. You need it. You want it. You're willing to do whatever it takes. You're willing to take risks, break the law, risk your relationship with others, risk your reputation, just to satisfy this need, just to satisfy this addiction or this bad habit. Some addictions can be very deadly. They could harm you, like drug addictions. Some drugs can be very harmful. They can destroy your life. They can destroy your health. Other addictions are not as deadly, but they can be very harmful for you and for others. There are some form of addictions. They don't destroy your health. They don't destroy your physical health, at least, but they could destroy your mental health.
Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about good habits and bad habits. So follow us on parstoday.com/en and search for today's special. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي